Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, 9, 10, 11. Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm so excited for today because I usually ask the questions, and now Gandhi is going to ask the questions.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Games. Nate actually found these questions the other day. What was it, from Women's Health?
I go
200 non-boring ways to get to know each other.
I love how he's, I was going to say, you're checking out Women's Health, I see. Right.
While two very important football games are being played, this is what Nate is doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it at halftime, so I mean, give me a little bit of credit. No, I think you need to know a little bit about the other sex, right? Every once in a while?
Absolutely. To get to know each other, yeah. I think this stuff is great. Yeah. So because we all work together, there are different categories in this little questionnaire, and this one is all about work. So I thought it would be kind of fun for us to discuss the work questions.
Oh, okay.
Bring it on.
All right. Let's start with you, Danielle.
Okay.
What is one thing at work that can make your day better or worse? Aha! What could it be, Danielle?
So since Elvis isn't in the room right now. Well, if Elvis is in a fantastic mood, that definitely makes my day better. If Elvis isn't in such a great mood, it can definitely make your day not so great. But that's, I think that, but that's with any of us. I mean, you know, if Gandhi's in a bad mood, which never happens, but I'm just, you know what I mean? It definitely can affect you. The people around you that you work with can affect you that way.
Oh. Absolutely. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think in most cases, like right with a boss, if the boss is not in a good mood, maybe everybody's not.
He'll say he's not the boss. He'll tell
you. How do you feel about that, Elvis?
What do you think, Elvis?
Hello.
Okay.
Well, I just love the fact that Elvis's empty chair is sitting there with the microphone and there's no.
He's listening. Like at any given time, he'll pop in. So
well, since he's not here, we've talked about the secret code that we have, right? The weather?
The weather.
Yeah, yeah. What's the weather?
It's more of an analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like because I always talk to him before the show every day. So I'm usually asked to be the weatherman. And so if everything looks like it's going to be a great day, I'm like, hey, it's going to be nice and sunny today. Then sometimes there's a chance of storms. And then other days I'm like batting down the hatches, motherfuckers. It's going to be a cat five.
Yeah. Froggy, sometimes Froggy, like the weatherman, you're wrong.
So okay, hold on. I'm going to stand up for myself.
We'll get a good report about sunny skies. He gets one wrong text message and thunderclouds.
Right. Okay, but that's not my fault. Because the day starts bright and sunny, it's not my fault that somebody fucks it up and then causes a big thunderstorm to roll in.
That is true. That does happen.
Okay, this is not one of the questions, but this is going to be fun. If you had to say there was someone in this room who fucks up the weather for Elvis, who fucks up the weather the most?
Oh,
Danielle's pointing, but I can't.
Oh, you mean the person who makes him in a bad mood the most?
No, not the real weather, Danielle.
So I'm going to say either.
Wait, let's write it down and hold it up.
Wait, who messes up the weather?
I think it's current, a 50-50.
Yeah, it has to be a current cast member.
I'm going to provide two answers with a percentage of chance of each one.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Now, it has to be somebody in this room because they can't defend themselves.
And we know what we're talking about, right? That puts him in a bad mood, right?
Yeah.
You guys get it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. Long this is fun.
Oh, let me get my Sharpie out.
Okay.
Okay, I got mine.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. I have percentages.
I'm stuck between two people.
Okay.
Yeah, I know
I'm just
going
to hold it up to this.
Can we write two people?
Both of them on there. I put two.
I'm going to two.
Okay, I'm changing my
mind. Okay, you ready?
No, hold on. No, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
What the hell are you doing? Chiseling it into a freaking rock?
Hey, you relax over there because you're not on the fucking list. Relax. All right, here we go. I'm ready.
Okay, on the count of three, everybody hold up your sign. Ready? One, two, three.
Scary, Scary, Scary.
We're all on the same page except for Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw you, Scary.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me see your percentages.
I didn't have percentage.
No,
Froggy Nate,
did.
Scary. What? No, yeah, 50%. Said, no.
Yeah, Scary, you're up there.
You can't get mad at Froggy. He threw himself under the bus.
Yeah, listen, I got a 25% chance of saying something fucking stupid. He's going to yell at me,
exactly.
too. So.
That's right.
If you say something fucking stupid, then that's, you know. But
Froggy says something overly sexual three times, and it pisses him off.
Right.
Froggy, that's very Eminem of you, like 8 Mile. Like, you throw yourself under the bus, and no one else can really, like, argue that.
Let's face it.
That was
all
fair.
All of us have produced, you've named people that have producing roles that have to get in his face. And I was we were told a long time ago, and these are, like, from even the radio consultants, and Nate, sometimes you gotta open the mouth of the lion and stick your head in.
Stick your head in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I used to be a producer. I know that that has to happen.
It has to happen.
The roles that you guys have, like Nate has to deliver bad news.
Yeah.
It sucks, but he gets the information. He has to deliver it. Sometimes it's just not received well.
Right.
Scary has to push the buttons.
I could say when Nate had his strokes and I was covering him doing his job while he was out, I was wishing I had the stroke.
Oh, no. Stop.
Sometimes, and like for example, sometimes I'll ask him to do something that's very normal that we do all the time, but he's just not in the mood to do it, and then I fuck up the day.
And then he associates you with having to do that action.
Right.
So when you had nothing to do with it, you just did the message per the middleman, right?
So sometimes I'm the asshole when I'm really not even being an asshole.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
So we all said why Scary and Nate and Froggy even said why himself. But Scary, why do you think Brody is like that though?
Thanks, Garrett.
Well, he did have one answer that no one else had.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes Brody will push his agenda, and I think that sometimes makes Elvis angry.
Because nobody else has an agenda. I push an agenda like when I say, hey, here's something funny, we should do it. That's an agenda.
I think Brody used to push his buttons more when we were all in the studio.
When we're in the studio.
I think it's a lot less now.
During COVID times.
Yeah, so I don't turn the camera on until the end of the day.
During COVID times, he stays out of his hair.
Okay, let's go to more fun questions.
Okay, I can switch it. We can do the flip side
what
of that.
What is
Scotty
B doing in his closet?
He's recording.
Oh, he's got recording equipment in there.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to know.
Who do you guys think upsets Elvis the least? Can we do that?
Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Yeah, Gandhi.
I was going to say Danielle.
No.
Okay.
No.
The shiny toy.
He loves Danielle, but I've never heard him utter your name under duress.
Yeah, Gandhi, you got to know the
Wait,
months.
Wait. I want to know what he said about me under duress.
I made him mad today. I pissed him off today.
No, we stick this.
Wait,
you stay here, Elvis.
About the stock, market.
Yeah, isn't this where Brody typically does the like, hey, how about some oranges?
Everyone's talking at the same time. I just walked into my studio. I hear, well, Elvis, who's he least mad at? Like, what are you talking about?
No, we were talking about the bull market versus the bear market and the stock market.
Watch this.
No, you can watch this. Don't lie to him.
Hold on. He can go back and watch this. So why are you going to lie right now?
We're talking about who makes you the least angry. And so
Gandhi.
Nate said Gandhi. And then Gandhi said me, and then Nate said no. And then I said, well, what the fuck did I do? I want to know why I make a man.
You two, but that's not my point. My point is, why are you even talking about me? I'm not even here.
You're the focus of the show.
That's why we talked about you, because you weren't here. That's precisely why.
Earlier in this podcast, they took a poll to see who made you the most angry.
Okay, my question again is why...
Here, hold on.
Asking questions.
Tell me if this is accurate, Elvis. Here, let me. Get, I balled my sign up, but you can still read it. So we wrote down percentages on who makes you the most angry a day. This is just my answer. Is this accurate?
Hold it up higher,
no.
Froggy 25%, Nate 25%, and Scary 50%.
They're descending order. Yes, no, that is accurate. Yes.
Okay.
Brody doesn't make me angry anymore because he's not here anymore.
This is how it came up because we're doing those
questions. You know those questions that like Nate had given Gandhi.
Yes.
And so she asked, "Who? What was the first question, Gandhi?" And
the question
to
Danielle was, "What is something at work that can make your day better or make your day worse?"
Right. So my answer was, which makes sense, is if Elvis is in a fantastic mood, it obviously can make your day great. And if he's not in the greatest mood, your day isn't as great. And then they started going, who pisses Elvis off the most?
Oh, God. Okay. But here's my question. How come you can't do a podcast about something other than me?
Well, what's the next question? We were doing it.
I'm going to go away because I still have to finish what I'm doing over here. But don't even mention my name.
All right. No,
Elvis has the sound turned all the way up. Okay, he's going to hear everything, so be careful, Scary.
See,
Nate's also giving us a wrap-up sign.
We do have to wrap up.
Nate, I still want to know what I did to piss him off.
That's a cliffhanger.
We'll talk. The next podcast.
It's
Danielle, you know when you and I go off on our tangents and start laughing at each other's stupid shit, it makes him mad.
Well, I know that. I know that. He says Froggy and I need our own show. That's what he says.
Yes.
That would be entertaining. All right,
are
we done?
So we got through one question. One question. This is exciting.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Everybody say bye. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh, my God. We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.